An estimated 800 Filipinos have been killed since their newly elected president, Rodrigo Duterte, ordered a shoot-to-kill directive against suspected drug dealers and users in their country. The president's extreme anti-drug campaign has created an inquisition of sorts for local police and motivated citizens alike to kill suspected criminals without due process. Now more than 300 international human rights groups, including the United Nations, have formally condemned these extrajudicial killings. They say the government-sanctioned massacre has encouraged a wave of violent vigilantism throughout the Philippines. And get this, over 600,000 Filipinos have turned themselves in to authorities for fear of prosecution. Anna Hetzer is a senior international policy manager with the Drug Policy Alliance. This seems unprecedented in modern times.
It really is. I mean, this is a region where a couple of other countries still have the death penalty on their laws for drug offenses. But this, you know, lawless killing by citizens, by police, of people who are suspected of either using or selling drugs, but without due process, without trial, is really an unprecedented situation. It's an extreme violation of human rights. And unfortunately, the president is showing no signs of backing down.
And is it the case that you can just shoot someone who you suspect of using in the Philippines and not worry about any recourse from the government?
That seems to be the case, because the president has actually promised to pardon any police officers who have human rights cases brought against them if they kill anyone suspected in drug offenses. And he's also promised medals for any citizens and vigilantes who do so. So it seems that right now there is an atmosphere where opposition is not possible, because any judge or any congressman who tries to bring a case against the president could potentially be labeled also as in bed with the traffickers and face, you know, prosecution themselves. So it doesn't show any signs of slowing down. And right now, unless any international action is taken, I don't think anything is going to happen from within the Philippines to stop it.
Well, the only thing worse than what's going on right now would be actual bounty hunting. And that hasn't happened yet. But who knows what's next? How serious is the drug problem in the Philippines from the perspective of Duterte and from the perspective of your organization?
Well, it is estimated that around 3% of the population use drugs problematically, which isn't overwhelming. There is a big scare right now with a certain drug called Shabu. But what is in any anti-drug campaign, often fears around drugs are really stoked in order to ensure that punitive policies are given way. So even at the 3% mark of the population, this isn't an overwhelming problem. These people need help and treatment instead of murder. So I think that the president is just using the drug scare as a way to go ahead with his anti-crime campaign and quash opposition.
Do the sales of drugs in the Philippines produce giant cartels and rivals to power for the president?
It's not the same situation that we have, for example, in Latin America, where you have really these huge cartels that dominate a lot of the trafficking scene. It's smaller trafficking organizations. But unfortunately, what always happens in these anti-drug campaigns are the most vulnerable and the lowest links of the chain are the ones that get hurt the most. And it's often much harder to actually catch those higher up in the organization. So when you have people shooting others in the street, those are unlikely to be the heads of big drug cartels. And those that are the heads of big drug cartels travel with bodyguards, are much more protected. So this, as many other anti-drug campaigns, falls most heavily on the shoulders of the most vulnerable.
So this is a bloody showcase of the president trying to project his domestic power right now.
That's right. That's right.
A terrible situation in the Philippines. 800 Filipinos killed since their newly elected president, Rodrigo Duterte, ordered a shoot-to-kill directive against suspected drug dealers. Hannah Hetzer is Senior International Policy Manager with the Drug Policy Alliance. Thanks so much.
Thank you.